There are 1,900 students with Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, enrolled in Hawaii public schools, but only 335 ASD students receive behavioral analysis services from a licensed professional. Amanda Kelly, legislative chair for the Hawaii Association for Behavior Analysis, says the Department of Education is to blame.
The Department of Education does provide behavioral health services, and there are many respectable team members. However, the department has testified that they currently do not have licensed behavior analyst positions, and they do not allow providers on campus, and nor do they provide a fungible service themselves.
The DOE would like lawmakers to clarify the in-service requirement for applied behavior analysis, or ABA. Special education teacher and autism consultant Momi Robbins Makaila supports the bill because it does not exclude teachers who are not board certified or licensed behavior analysts.
In my interpretation, the language no longer allows the education system to be hijacked by other professionals who claim the exclusive rights to analyze and change behavior, which is an integral part of our job as special educators.
The bill allows DOE 2 more years to provide licensed ABA services. Miley Rogers has a son who is diagnosed with autism, attention deficit hyperactivity, and mood disorders. She says the DOE only provided roadblocks and took disciplinary actions against her son.
My little 7-year-old just wants help. We have ABA providers at home, but it doesn't help with the things that he's encountering in a school setting. We can't possibly recreate that in our house. He needs to have these things in school.
Previous legislation signed into law mandating licensing for ABA therapists and paid health insurance coverage for students with autism was named for Luke Pinot as Luke's Law. But the 17-year-old never received ABA treatment and will soon graduate without a high school diploma. He wants to know why.
Why are they making us the enemies? They should help, not hurt us. I am talking for the kids who can't talk. You should help us instead. Please help us.
House Bill 2271 was passed by the House Finance Committee. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.